So in chapter 9, Krishna explained to Arjuna, always think of me and never forget me. Manmana bhava madbhakto, always engage your mind in me. Now in chapter 10, Krishna tells Arjuna how this is possible. Chapter 10 is entitled Vibhuti Yoga. And in chapter 10, Krishna explains how one can see him everywhere. In different manifestations of the material nature, one can see Krishna. When a devotee sees the material world and everything in the material world, a devotee actually only sees Krishna. One time, Prabhupada was walking on Laguna Beach. And as they were walking, they were watching the seas and the huge waves that were there. And there were some people who were surfing. And Prabhupada looked at them and said, "Who are these people?" So the devotees, they said, "They are surfers." Prabhupada said, "They call them surfers, I call them sufferers." And then Prabhupada went a little further and he stopped. And he said, "Do you hear that?" And everyone was trying to understand what Prabhupada was referring to. And then Prabhupada asked again, "Do you hear that?" And then the devotees realized Prabhupada was referring to the waves of the sea. So they said, "Yes, Prabhupada, that is the waves of the sea." Prabhupada said, "That is not the waves of the sea. That is the sound of Radharani's heartbeat when she goes to meet Krishna." In other words, in every manifestation of material nature, Prabhupada was seeing Krishna behind everything. And therefore, in the 7th chapter, Krishna also explains how we can see him everywhere. Krishna explains in the 7th chapter, Rasoham apsukonteya, Prabhashmi shashi shuryayo, Pranava sarva vedeshu, Shabdha ke paurusham rishu. Krishna says, Rasoham apsukonteya, I am the taste of water. Does a day go by where we don't drink water? No. So when you drink water, you can remember that that taste is Krishna. Even if one is stubborn and one says, "Some days I don't drink water," then Krishna says, "Prabhashmi shashi shuryayo, I am the light of the sun." Does a day go by where we don't see the light of the sun? Well, maybe in London. But we see the sun generally every day. Krishna says, "I'm the light of the moon." And even if one says, "I don't drink water, I didn't see the sun today, and I didn't even see the moon," then Krishna says, "Shabdha ke, I am the sound in ether." In other words, if we just close our mouth and just listen to the silence, then Krishna says, "I am that silence." In other words, the devotee actually, who has knowledge, can see Krishna everywhere. But one who doesn't have knowledge will not be able to see Krishna anywhere. Hiranyakashipu couldn't see Krishna anywhere. He saw matter in God. But Prahlad, he saw Krishna everywhere. Because Prahlad saw God in even matter. Therefore, when Hiranyakashipu said, "Where is your God?" Prahlad said, "He is everywhere." Hiranyakashipu said, "Is your God in this pillar?" Prahlad said, "Yes." And he had that faith, and Nrisingadev appeared. So how do we always remember Krishna and never forget him? In the 10th chapter, Krishna explains that yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam shrimad urjitameva va tattadeva vagacchatvam mamatejum sasambhavam. That whatever glorious creations you see in the world, you should understand to be but a spark of my splendor. In other words, when we look out and we see the world, and we see the wonderful manifestations in the world, we can remember Krishna. Krishna was the one who created this world.